And now we're going to talk poetry. We always like to talk poetry on a Tuesday, but this is with a slight difference. This is asking for your poems, OK? There's going to be a new book published celebrating Herefordshire. So a collection of poetry pieces, all things Herefordshire. It's the brainchild of Tim Saunders, who's just put one together for Hampshire. And now he's particularly keen to promote fresh new talent. And he wants your work for his new book. Let's bring him in to find out more. Tim, good evening.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Oh, very, very busy, as ever. Mm. And so, I love poetry and short stories and love the idea of finding new talent. And so this is hopefully where you come in, to try and weevil them all out of Herefordshire.
Yes.
And Worcester. I don't want to forget them either.
Right, OK. So why did you decide to do this sort of, collaborative publication?
Because, I mean, as a poet myself, I have found it incredibly difficult to actually get work published. Mm. And it's not because it's not any good or anything. It's because there isn't interest out there from the main publishers. Probably because they can't make lots of money out of it.
Mm.
And also the same with the short stories. But right. It's interesting, when you look back at history, really good short stories have actually captured the attention of the filmmakers, and they've been turned into films. I am thinking of a very famous film producer at the moment, and I can't remember his name, Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, right. Very famous, now, yes.
Yes. Now, I know that he did make at least one film from a short story, and so they are really powerful. They are very important in terms of literature, and I feel this is a really important thing to do. And so many people have the ability to write, and especially now in this mad world we're living in, it is a great way of communication, and particularly poetry. It's very concise, and you think when you're on social media, you're writing a 30-word tweet. Well, you can actually do better than that if you try and do a 30-word poem. Try and make it rhyme and, give yourself a bit of a challenge. And that's, the type of thing I'm looking for.
Right.
So, that's it in a nutshell, really.
So 30 lines for the poems and 1,000 words or less for the short stories.
Yes, which is a great challenge.
Do these have to be about Herefordshire, or is it just people from round here that you're looking for?
It can be both. I mean, it can be people who don't necessarily live in Herefordshire, but who have a lovely story to tell about Herefordshire, or it can simply be writers living in the county. Both.
Oh, well, OK. I'm excited. And so when you did the one about Hampshire, which I presume is where you live...
Yes, it is.
What was the response like? I mean, was it difficult to weed it down to the ones that made it in, or did you get lots of applications?
Yes, pleasingly, and very pleasingly. I was inundated, and I had to be very, very selective, because there are people out there who will just send in their work without necessarily editing it or understanding about grammar and that type of thing. And while I will happily help with that, sometimes there can be too much work required. And in fact, there was a late entry. I was very polite. They haven't replied to me yet, though. I will happily reconsider their work. Just be careful about what you're doing and don't, take a bit of time over it, I would recommend.
Excellent. Gosh, this is a challenge as well, Tim.
Yes.
Yeah. And so in a way, you're like a publisher now type thing,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that something you've always wanted to do?
No, I mean, it's a sort of roundabout route, really. I mean, I've been a journalist for over 25 years now, writing poetry for probably 30, because everything I have done has always been very hard come by, with very little interest from the people that I wanted to be interested. It has sort of forced me to do it myself.
Yeah.
Which is great, because the response has been really refreshing. In fact, the Hampshire title was only published on Monday, and I've already sold 15 copies.
Excellent.
Not huge numbers if you're talking, you know, about Macmillan or Penguin, but for a little, you know, startup publisher.
No, I think it's fantastic. It doesn't matter. People are buying the book. You know, that's really fantastic, Tim. And it is. It's a new platform for writers. I think that's absolutely fantastic. So also your fundraising as well. I mean, is there a crossover with the book, or is this a separate project?
It is a totally separate project. I, like many of us, have felt completely helpless and powerless to do anything to help Ukraine. But, I mean, when I started writing compiling the Hampshire book, war was declared on Ukraine, and I felt compelled to write a poem about it, which was included in the Hampshire book. And so from there, I thought, well, actually, we can probably do a lot more than that. And the idea is to create a completely separate book called Hope for Ukraine, and 100% of the profits will go to Sunflower of Peace, which is an organization that helps, you know, humanitarian aid, medical aid, and 100% of their donations go to help the Ukrainians. And that's what really appealed to me.
Yes.
Because so often with charities, you'll slog your guts out, you'll generate donations, and quite a few of those donations will end up on salaries. So that's what I like about Sunflower of Peace. It will all go to their cause.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is fantastic. It's a really, really inspired set of stuff you've kind of, well, lumbered yourself with.
Yeah, I've made a run for my own back, haven't I?
So we can look up Sunflower of Peace on their website. Just type in sunflowerofpeace.com and see who you're raising money for. And how do we contact you with our Herefordshire-based poems and short stories?
I've got an email address. It's simply tsaunderspubs, P-U-B-S. It's not a pub chain. It's just, the shortest email I could find.
Just like the pub.
Exactly. tsaunderspubs@gmail.com. And if you search for me on Google, you'll find me. Tim Saunders Publications.
Tim Saunders Publications. This is the next big thing. We could be on the cusp of world domination here, Tim. You never know.
I doubt it very much.
You never know. But it's a nice platform for people. I like the sound of it, because we actually do have a lot of poets listen to this show. And you're absolutely right. Sometimes they just want other people to read their stuff.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a difficult thing to find that audience, isn't it?
Yes.
In fact, just before you called, I was looking at A.E. Housman, one of your very famous poets down there. And, I am sure there is a huge amount of talent out there in your county. And so if I can do my bit to bring it out, I feel my existence has been worthwhile.
Well, good for you, Tim. That's a really good story. Will you let us know how it goes? Because the deadline's end of July, isn't it?
Yes, it is. For the Ukraine book, it is the end of June. Beginning of June, even.
Okay.
We've got about a month for that.
A month for that one, and then obviously to join him for the Herefordshire collection, it's 28th of July.
Yes, it is. And I certainly will keep you posted.
Yeah,
thank you very much for your support, Kate.
Well, an absolute treat to speak to you, Tim. I'm fascinated to know what happens. And where are you publicising this? Just on your website?
Yes, social media.
Okay.
Press releases to the media.
Yeah,
you name it, I try to do that.
And right here on the radio. Love it. Love that. Well, Tim, okay, thank you for telling us about it. We'll talk again, I think, and maybe we can have a couple of poems from the book when you've sort of narrowed it down as well. Yes. We might get some new poets for our show through you.
Yep, and vice versa. I mean, if any of your poets want to submit, I'd be delighted to receive those.
I will make sure we spread the word.
Thank you.
We'll do it now. Tim, thank you very much indeed.